Amen. All right. Won't we have a quick word of prayer here, and then, Brother Derek, if you'll come, it's a privilege to have the Smiths here in our church. God was wonderful to this church family when he sent Derek and Micah and their children here, and they're a blessing. They love the Lord. They're very faithful, and Brother Derek has some very serious responsibilities over there on base, keeps him very busy, and Mom is homeschooling, keeps her busy, but they find time to serve the Lord. And so why don't we just have a word of prayer for Brother Derek as he preaches to us. God give him liberty. And let's do that. I'll turn the service over to Brother Derek. Father, we are so thankful for your goodness to us. Lord, we could and should spend hours with one another going over the blessings. Help us not to be spoiled children. Help us not to be filled with pride, thinking that all the things that you're doing for us are our rights. They are wonderful gifts, and God, you're so gracious to us, and we're so thankful. I pray, Father, for Brother Smith here as he preaches. God, give him liberty tonight. Give him exactly what we need, and Lord, give us receptive hearts, and Lord, help us to take it and do with it what your intent is for us in hearing this wonderful message. Lord, just use Brother Derek tonight. Thank you for him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here this evening. I'm thankful for the opportunity. My little boy Gavin, as I come up here, as I was walking in, he goes, "Daddy," he goes, "are you going to scream and shout up there tonight?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know. We'll have to." Where we come from, my dad's a preacher, and he gets pretty excited. And I kind of like that a little bit, too. We'll see how that goes. But if you can take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 11, we're going to be John chapter 11, verse 32. That's where we'll start off at. And it's probably a different location to have a Thanksgiving message, but this is what the Lord laid on my heart, and I want to try to do His will. Again, I'd like to say I'm thankful for the opportunity. Pastor Rice, he come and ask me if I would do this, and I have to be honest with you, given listening to him preach over the past few months, year, I'm like, I'll do my best. But it's a wonderful church. Wonderful people here. I mean, Pastor Wadsworth, Brother Phil, Brother Boatwright, and Brother John, listening to them and the things that they know and their deep knowledge of the Bible and their education and background. It's just been very, very humbling and intimidating, but actually a real blessing. And I'm just thankful for them. But that being said, fortunately for everyone, for me, everyone's full on turkey and kind of tired from work, so you might not remember half of what I say anyway. But on a serious note, I'm just a nobody trying to do what God wants me to do. And hopefully His presence will be with me. I don't ever want to stand without His presence. So in John chapter 11, verse 32, let me pray real quick. I don't want to forget that. Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful day, God. I thank you for your many blessings, Lord. I thank you for us coming here together with fellowship and in thanksgiving of in your name and in your Son, Lord, and the great gifts that you've given us and blessings that we have in our life. Lord, I pray that you'll take this little message that you've given me, Lord, that it touched my heart as I was studying it out, and I hope it'll touch the hearts of the people here. And it's in your precious name we pray. Amen. John chapter 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have ye laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man which opened up the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man could not have died?" Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus saith unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead come forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. So I want to go back to verse 32 and then skip down to 39 and just ask you, are you thankful for God's timing? So God is never late. He's never early. He's always on time. Everything he does is with a special purpose. And it's right in his timeline, in the way that he wants things done. So if you look back, Mary and Martha, they were troubled. And they were talking about, especially in verse 39, how Lazarus had been dead 4 days. And in Jewish custom, they believed that the spirit would stay with the body for up to 3 days. And after the fourth day, it would depart. And they even said that he stinketh. But God knew what he was doing. He knew what his plan was be. And I'm thankful that I try to stay within God's timeline. There was a time in my life here just about a little over a year ago, after I had announced my call to preach, I was feeling like that I needed to go on into seminary and maybe come back into the military as a chaplain. I had a lot of very good spiritual men that were around me in my life that kept talking to me at that time, and they kept pleading with me, in a sense, to be patient. And I'm so thankful that I was patient, because that was not God's call at that time. And if I'd have been too far ahead of him, I would have missed the many blessings and the opportunities I've had here. Just a little under a year ago, out here on the Paris Island Bridge, there was a young lady. She was killed in a boating accident. My wife and I, we were coming out to church, and we saw the search and rescue, everything was going on. We were troubled by it. We come on into church that Sunday morning. We went back as we're going into Paris Island. She looks over at me and she goes, you think we ought to stop and pray with that family? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And it's interesting how the Lord speaks through her to me sometimes. But we kept on going through, and we went through the Paris Island, the roundabout there. And I asked her like two or three times, you think we should go back and pray with him? I knew the answer. I knew what God wanted us to do. And so we just circled around back, and we went back, and we parked. And I'll have to be honest with you, I was terrified. I mean, I didn't know what kind of family I was going to walk up on who was missing their daughter. And we walked up, and we introduced ourselves, and we had prayer with them people. And that father told me, he goes, if it takes my daughter so people will be saved, I'm willing to let her go. And I don't know how to respond to that. I mean, it's just astounding. And then God's timing with my job. God's put me in a place that I really believe is a spiritual battleground. Every day I feel like I'm behind enemy lines on a spiritual battlefield, dealing with drill instructors that are very ungodly, dealing with recruits that come from all walks of life. I mean, there's some phenomenal drill instructors and recruits out there that I've met that are godly and they love the Lord. But I tell you right now, it's astounding the opportunities that the Lord has allowed me to have, because I waited on his timing and I was doing things in his will, that I get to preach a little bit of Jesus in some classes in front of recruits that I probably shouldn't. And I've had recruits come and talk to me and talk to drill instructors and ask questions about those things. And I just thank God that his timing, and that he knows what he's doing. It's amazing what God will do if you just stay with his timeline. And I'm definitely not perfect, and I miss a lot of those timelines, I'll be honest with you. Just like now, I feel like when Pastor Rice asked me to come up here and speak, that I was so unprepared, that I had become so distracted with everything that was going on. But I still wanted to stay within God's timeline, and I believe this is what he wanted me to do, to maybe snap me back into what I needed to be doing for him. And I thank him for that. If you go look at John 11, verse 43. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Are you thankful for God calling you by name? That one day He looked down into the deepest parts of sin and darkness, and He identified you and He called you by name. Because that's something that we need to be thankful for. I just praise God for what He's done for me in my life and how He's brought me out of where I was into where I am now. He's taking me from a person that was ungodly, that was downright evil. I was a drunk, among other things. And He called me by name. And He said, today's the day. Amen. Today is the day. And that's the day that I fell on my face, standing about right here beside the pulpit as I was playing a song with my dad, unsaved, and asked Jesus to come to my heart. That's the day when God called me by name. Do you remember that day when God called you by name? I'm telling you, that's something you should be excited about. That's something you should be thankful for. Because if we're not excited about it and we're not thankful about it, who's going to be excited for Jesus? Who's going to do it? It's not going to be the sinners. They're not going to do it. It's not going to be the people that hate us. They're not going to do it. We have to be excited for Jesus. We have to be thankful that He called us by our name. And then if you look at John 11:44, and he that was dead came forth bound, hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about him with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Are you thankful for your new clothes? I looked up here in my study the word loose from the loose him and let him go. In its context, it means to cause a state to cease, to do away with, to remove, to eliminate. And let him go in this context means to undergo a significant change. So I thank God about that significant change, which is discussed in Zechariah 3:3 and Isaiah 61:10. I'll turn over there really quickly just for time's sake. Maybe really quickly. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. And in Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, and he hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. On that day when God called me by name and he brought me out of that sinful life, he removed those garments of sin and unrighteousness and all those terrible things in my life, and he replaced it with that garment of his salvation. Amen. And he took my life and he changed it and he reverted me and he put me on a new path. He gave me a new name, put me on a new direction to serve him and to love him. And I pray that I do that every day of my life. I pray that I do that in front of my children and my wife and in front of all those people that I meet. And I fail at it. But I just thank God for that righteousness of salvation that he's giving me. Not my righteousness, but his righteousness through his son, Jesus Christ. And then one of the most wonderful things that God also did after giving me that righteousness of his salvation, if you'll go back to John chapter 12, I'm sorry. Just a few verses over. Starting in verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. So in God's timing, his perfect timing, he come and called me by name. He gave me new clothes. And he gave me a seat at the king's table. And I'm thankful for that seat at his table that he's offered me. And it was a free gift through Jesus Christ. The same free gift just like King David gave to Mephibosheth when he gave him a seat at his table. And I'll close with this quick story that I love so much about the king's adopted son. There was a king, and he discovered a little orphan boy that needed a home. So that king took that little orphan boy and he brought him into his house. And he took off those clothes and those filthy rags that he was wearing. And he removed them and put them to the side. And then he gave him them clothes of salvation, of righteousness. He brought him up. He gave him a seat at his table. He taught him his ways. He directed his paths. He raised him in his likeness. And one day, the king goes in that little boy's room and he finds him just sitting there holding those old rags. And he says, "Son, what are you doing?" He said, "What are you doing?" And the little adopted boy looks at his dad, the king, and he says, "Daddy, I keep these so I can remember. I can remember what you've done for me. I can remember where you brought me from. And so I can be thankful for your many blessings." Are you thankful for God's blessings? I'm thankful for His blessings. I'm thankful for where He's brought me from. I'm thankful for that seat at His table. And I pray that He continues to bless me the way He has. I thank you for the opportunity. And I pray that it's been a blessing. Lord, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for this simple message, Lord. Hopefully it'll touch somebody's heart like it touched my heart as I was studying it out. I know it wasn't some lengthy message or something that was fabulous, but I believe it was something from you, and I praise you for it. And we praise you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.